Welcome to the Social Code Podcast. I'm Lauren Crawford, full-time dance instructor and wellness coach.
And I'm Leah, Lauren's go-to for all the crap that she doesn't want to deal with.
You've tuned in today because you've entered the social dance scene and you've realized that there's more to it than just skill level.
And that, my lovelies, is why we started this podcast.
We'll teach you how to navigate making friends, inevitable rejection, building confidence, avoiding awkward situations, all while being a little bit fun and cheeky.
We'll also be talking about all things lifestyle, relationships, and social dancing. So let's get into it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of the Social Podcast starring Lauren.
And only Lauren.
And Leah.
Hey, y'all.
All right, so today, this episode, we are calling Don't Force Fun.
Don't do it.
Because here is the thing. If you are not having fun, we are all adults. Just walk away. Now, we'll get into this a little bit more here in a second. Because as we know, we are going to make this about social dancing. But in short, this is what I don't understand. All right. As someone who isn't in the dating scene anymore, this is how I was even in the dating scene. And that is, if it's not fun, even like if that date isn't fun, you can just be like, hey, thanks so much for meeting me out. But like, I feel like everyone can vibe on the same like cohesive feeling of like, this isn't fun, I'm gonna go.
Or you can be very much like me and just make a run for it without acknowledging the other person at all.
Right? Don't be that person. Don't be that.
I mean, it was an asshole move, but you have the option to leave, right? Like, the whole point is you don't have to stay if you don't want to.
Right. So, in any situation, as an adult, all right, you can just decide, hey, this isn't for me, I'm going to leave. The thing about being an adult, though, which is why I keep saying that, is that we can do this very gracefully and very kind.
Yep.
So, let's do an example here. One of
we received students, a note.
Reached out and was like, hey, this is what happened. I went out dancing recently. I asked someone to dance. Come to find out, this follower was the owner of a studio.
Yes.
And so during that time, this owner of the studio kept trying to critique the lead, kept stopping him, and
in the middle of the dance.
Right. And he felt very insecure and uncomfortable and kind of like humiliated because he wanted to just practice his social dancing, and she kept stopping or not following the move unless it was to her liking.
So rude.
Now, of course, there's two sides to every story, but I believe this to be true because I feel like this happens often. Maybe not necessarily with an instructor or studio owner, but even more so if you are an instructor or studio owner. We've had this in another episode as well, and that is you need to act even more respectfully and more kind to people than if you're just a regular social dancer. Anyway, I digress. So we've made some points here to talk about how you can gracefully step away from a dance with anybody that you're dancing with.
Doesn't matter their status. Doesn't matter if they're the ones teaching the class that you just did, or if they are the professional dancers that just performed, or if it's you personally that, let's say someone wants to kind of step away from you.
Exactly.
Right? Being able to accept that as well and understand and go back to the basics of what it means to be a follow and a leader.
Yes, and what it means that in the social dance scene, you get to choose if you are having a good time or not. You don't have to force the fun. If it's not happening, you get to just step away. So let's talk about this. The first one is
there is a double standard, which we do understand, and it shouldn't be, but there is, where if you are a lead, right, that you are not able to walk away from a dance, right? We talked about if in previous episodes, if you're a follow, right, and you want to, the dances make you uncomfortable or you're not picking up what they're putting down, how you're able to walk away or just kind of request not to dance with them again.
I don't think so. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Oh, well, hello.
Also, I don't think that there's necessarily a Team Lauren, I don't think that there's a double standard.
I think that there is. I think that there is a certain point where there is an expectation that a lead wouldn't be able to walk away from a dance, wouldn't be able to stop the dance, and then
I would say the double standard, it would, if it exists, would be the opposite.
Really?
As the follow, you are expected to just follow. You are expected to, like, they're leading, you just kind of get through the dance, and then you can, like, say thank you and not dance with them again afterwards. But during the dance, I feel like it's really up to the leader. If he stops dancing, what the hell are you going to do as the follow? How many times have you seen a follow just stop halfway through a dance?
Yeah, but I haven't seen a lead do it either.
All right, so there's not a double standard. You're making shit up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway,
we're going to break this down into five different points.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to just go with point number one, and that is thank somebody for their help. For example, the case that we gave where it was the owner or instructor that was trying to help this lead, all right, even though he was uncomfortable with it. Right. Thank that person for their help, but say, hey, I just want to practice my social dancing. That goes for anyone. If somebody tries to teach you as you're going and you don't want that, simply say that. Hey, again, thank you for your help, but I just want to practice my social dancing.
Absolutely. Point number two, if the person is making you feel confused or humiliated based off of what it is that they're saying, it is okay to stop the dance, say thank you, I don't think that we're on the same page, and walk away, right? You are able to just be polite and walk away, and now you also know not to go back to that person later.
Absolutely. If that person is making you feel uncomfortable and humiliated anyway, you know, a lot of times you may be like, oh, well, I don't want that person to not want to dance with me later. But really, if that person is kind of being rude to you, then that's exactly what you want.
Right. And also letting them know, hey, this isn't working, right, is also giving them polite feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're no longer being asked to dance, they'll self-reflect even if you don't think that they will and think, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't have been teaching while we were dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Point number three, try to meet someone halfway without losing your own style, all right? So be more animated if your follower isn't following. Sometimes as a leader, if our lead isn't firm and very, I'm going to say, over direct, that is usually when our followers feel as though it's a little bit lackluster or maybe it's too gentle. A lot of times it's not adding more force, it's not adding more muscle to it, but it's adding more animation. What does that mean? It means if you're going to turn someone, use body language, maybe like tilt your head or look in the direction you want them to go. If you're doing a cross-body lead, it's opening up your chest, your body completely. It's playing, it's looking in the direction that you want your follow to go so that it's so clear. So even if your lead is very gentle, they completely understand what you want because you're dancing very animated with your body, with your face, with your eyes. And it's very hard to then not be able to meet someone halfway because they see what you want.
The clarity is what makes it a very beautiful and well-connected dance, even because you are looking at each other,
yep,
right? And you can sense whether someone's about to be like, oh, no, I don't know what's about to happen.
Or yeah.
Like, yeah, I know what's going to happen.
Right, because styles are very different anyway. Somebody might really like playing with the musicality and has, like, a lot of, like, fun rhythm and shines and that sort of thing, and maybe you're insecure that way. So you kind of find that middle ground where, hey, as a leader, I might put somebody in a position where they can play with their feet a little bit more. Or not. Maybe add an extra couple turns if that's what they like, but still allow your own style to flow through.
Absolutely. Another point is, even if you're dancing with a more advanced dancer, if they aren't picking up what you're putting down, then simplify your moves and remember to build. So, example, it doesn't matter who you're dancing with. The second that you start dancing, you're going to, for the most part, start with a basic, right? And then you're going to do a turn. And you're going to see how they follow. They're going to be able to see how you lead. And then you slowly start to add more advanced moves. You're not going to go in lifting the person up in the air and throwing them thinking, oh, well, I saw them one time doing a performance, or I saw them dancing with the person that they've danced with for 10 years. They must immediately know how to do this thing. You're going to lead it differently than they will, right? So it's all about the build. It's all about being able to simplify, absolutely simplify to just the most amazing connection. If nothing else, don't even do moves. Just a basic connection is so amazing when you're dancing.
Yep. Social dancing is all about finding that sweet spot, because you're dancing with many different people, and every single person that you're with is going to give off a different energy. It's no different than if you look at five friends. Right? Like, the conversations that you have are different with those friends. The things that you do are sometimes different with those friends. The things that you can share are sometimes different between each of those friends, but they're all still your friends. It's no different on the dance floor. And lastly, if your moves are not syncing up, turn the focus to be more about the music or the song than about any moves or sequences that you might be trying to do.
Absolutely. So if you just took a class, or if you're out just kind of practicing your moves and it's just not clicking, then don't worry about testing out on that specific person the sequence that you learned, or, you know, all of these new moves that you've just done. Just have fun with it and go, like, smile at them, make eye contact.
So for the example that we had early on with the person that wrote to us, what I would tell them is, all right, if she is trying to teach you in the middle of a dance or making you feel uncomfortable, just let the hands go and just start doing your shines. Just kind of start playing with the music, smile, do a simple turn, and then let loose again. I don't know a single instance where somebody would stop you and critique you not leading them.
Right. You know? Right. Like, excuse me, my hands are over here. Excuse me.
Yeah. And that way you can just finish the song if you want to finish the song, right? But the whole point of this is that you should be able to walk away if you are feeling disrespected, uncomfortable, humiliated, or if it's just not vibing with you. It's okay to step away. I've had somebody with me on the dance floor stop halfway through a song and be like, nope, I'm done, thank you, and walk away. Now, did I think that that person was rude? Yes, because he was rude to me. However, the thing was, he didn't want to finish dancing. We weren't syncing up. I was dancing on one because he asked me if I danced on one. I said yes. He was switching between dancing on one and two, and so he was confused with my follow. I was confused with his lead. So instead of continuing and trying to just, like, trip over each other's feet, he, more than anything, was frustrated. But he was like, all right, I'm done. Like, I don't want to dance anymore. And he walked away. Here's the thing. Was I a little bit like, what the hell? Yes. But did I really want to continue to dance with that person? No. It wasn't fun anymore. So it was a blessing that he kind of called a spade and walked away. Did I dance with him after that? No. Do I remember who it was? No. I have no idea who this person was. I don't even know if years later I danced with him. I have no idea who this person was. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So as much as it made an impact where I remember it, it didn't make so much of an impact that I'm like, oh, I know who this person is. Didn't care, because I then went and danced with the next person for the rest of the night.
the whole song.
Rah, rah. Fun, fun. So, don't force the fun.
Nope. Just have respectful, connected dances.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Okay, back on track here.
All right, so things that you can say if the person that you're dancing with is making you feel uncomfortable or you're wanting to end the dance. Why are you laughing?
No, this is very serious.
Said anything
yet. Come on, keep going.
Okay,
you I'm not stop. Editing this out. Go.
Don't.
Go.
Okay, you can.
I literally am
so annoying.
It's because she knows. Anyway, I will continue then.